It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Let me take a breath here. I just sat down at the microphone. It is a Tuesday edition of the National Intel Report on this 10th day of June 2008. And as regularly scheduled, we have Mr. Robert Chapman and Mr. Noel. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did anybody... I want to do something a little bit different here, gentlemen, after the break. And Robbie, I know this will warm the cockles of your soul. And this has to do with a warning from South Africa. And Bob, you are witness to the financial meltdown and all the illuminist goings-on and, well, multiculturalizing and backing people by communists. I think you even had something in your latest newsletter about that. And I just want to read this. It'll take about 4 minutes to read. And I want to get your guys' comment on it because this is a foreshadowing. Well, it's a reality here in America. Also, did either one of you guys hear of or catch what Mr. Representative Kucinich, Dennis Kucinich, that took 4 hours plus on the House floor yesterday reading the particular charges and, more importantly, evidence against the great Bush while he's out of country making the deals with the globalist?
No.
I didn't hear it. Verbatim. I just read a short excerpt earlier this morning.
That's all there was a short excerpt. It took this guy over 4 hours, and he just didn't make generalizations. He brought up names, dates, quotes, the whole nine yards. I'm thinking to myself, after hearing that, if George Bush dares step back into the country, this guy's toast. But like you said, Robbie, there was a little blurb out there. I saw a story from Reuters. Absolutely nothing in the thing at all. I was watching for the reaction from Congress. Nothing at all. It was just amazing. It was like it was spoken into dead air.
If Bush was ever held to the same standards as average, ordinary American citizens are held to by the federal government, he would be doing a series of life sentences.
Well, it was amazing. I mean, he went through a laundry. He not only went through the reasons for the going into Afghanistan and Iraq, he even named the people that were complicit in both of the vote fixes in 2000 and 2004. My mouth was agape, and I'm going, holy mackerel, this guy has just uncorked the genie from the proverbial bottle? Nothing.
Martha Stewart went to federal prison for lying to a federal agent. I don't know what the prison time should be for a president lying to a people and then causing thousands of unnecessary deaths.
Thousands. He's running up a total of millions between him and his daddy. The purveyors of death. We'll take a break. Robbie, you're going to like this story. I'm going to do this when we get back. Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel, John Stadtmiller, Intel Report Tuesday.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-362-5848. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
From Middle American News, and there's a footnote here, Gemma Meyer. Well, Gemma Meyer is a pseudonym of a South African journalist. She and her husband, a former conservative member of parliament, still reside in South Africa. Story goes as follows, gentlemen, and this was pretty spooky. She writes, people used to say that South Africa was 20 years behind the rest of the Western world. Television, for example, came late to South Africa, but so did pornography and the gay rights movement. Today, however, South Africa may be the grim model of the future Western world, for events in America reveal trends chillingly similar to those that destroyed our country. America's structures are Western. Your Congress, your lobbying groups, your free speech, and the way ordinary Americans either get involved or ignore politics is peculiarly Western, not the way most of the world operates, but the fact that only about a third of Americans deem it important to vote is horrifying in light of how close you are to losing your Western character. Writing letters to the press, manning stands at county fairs, hosting fundraising dinners, attending rallies, setting up conferences, writing your congressman, that is what you know and what you are comfortable with. Those are the political methods that you've created for yourselves to keep your country on track and ensure political accountability. But woe to you if, or more likely, when the rules change. White Americans may soon find themselves unable or unwilling to stand up to challenge the new political methods that will be the inevitable result of ethnic metamorphosis now taking place in America, unable to cope with the new rules of the game, violence, mob riots, intimidation through accusations of racism, demands for proportionality based on racial numbers and all other social and political weapons used by the have-nots to bludgeon treasure and power from the haves. Americans, like others before them, will no doubt cave in. They will compromise away their independence and ultimately their way of life. This is exactly what happened in South Africa. I know because I was there and I saw it happen. Faced with revolution in the streets, strikes, civil unrest, and the sheer terror and murder practiced by Nelson Mandela's African National Congress, the white government simply capitulated in order to achieve peace. Now, Westerners need peace. They need order and stability. They are builders and planners. But what we got was the peace of the grave for our society. The third world is different. Different peoples with different pasts and different cultures. Yet Westerners continue to mistake the psychology of the third world and its peoples. Sierra Leone and Zimbabwe are perfect examples of those mistakes. Sierra Leone is the perpetual civil war. And Zimbabwe, once the thriving, stable Rhodesia, is looting the very people, in parentheses, the white men, who feed the country. Yet Westerners do not admit that the same kind of savagery would come to America when enough immigrants of the right type assert themselves. The fact is, Americans are sitting ducks for the third world exploitation of the Western conscience of compassion. Now, those in the West who forced South Africa to surrender to the ANC and its leaders did not consider Africa to be the dangerous, corrupt, and savage place it is now in Zimbabwe and South Africa. Those Western politicians now have similar problems looming on their own doorsteps, the demand for power and treasure from the non-Western peoples inside the realm. It is already too late for South Africa, but not for America. If enough people strengthen their spine and take on the race terrorist, the armies of the politically correct and the most dangerous of all, the craven politicians, who believe compassionate conservatism will buy them a few more votes, a few more days of peace. White South Africans, you should remember, have been in that part of Africa for the same amount of time whites have inhabited North America. Yet ultimately, South Africans voted for their own suicide. We are not so very different from you. We lost our country through skillful propaganda, pressure from abroad, not at least from the USA, unrelenting charges of oppression and racism, and the shrewd assessment by African tyrants that the white man has many Achilles heels, the most significant of which are his compassion, his belief in the equality of man, and his love your neighbor philosophy, none of which are part of the third world's history. Now, the mainline churches played a big role in the demise of Western influence throughout Africa, especially in South Africa. Today's tyrants were yesterday's mission school protégés. Many dictators in Africa were men of the cloth. They knew their clerical collars would deflect criticism and obfuscate their real aims, which had nothing to do with the brotherhood of man. Other tyrants, like the infamous Idi Amin, were trained and schooled by whites themselves at Oxford, Cambridge, and Harvard. After receiving the best from the West, they unleashed a resentful bloodlust against their benefactors. From what I have seen and read thus far, I fear Americans will capitulate just as we did. Americans are generally a soft lot. They don't want to quarrel or obstruct the claims of those who believe they were wrong. They like peace and quiet, and they want to compromise and be nice. A television program that aired in South Africa showed a town meeting somewhere in Southern California where people met to complain about falling standards in the schools. Whites who politely spoke at the meeting clearly resented the influx of Mexican immigrants into their community. When a handful of Chicanos at the back of the hall shouted and waved their hands at them, the whites simply shrunk back into their seats rather than tell the noisemakers to shut up. They didn't want to quarrel. In America, the courts are still the final arbiters of society's laws. But what will happen when future majority refuses to abide by court rulings, as in Zimbabwe? What will happen when the new majority says the judges are racist and they refuse to acknowledge white man's justice? What will happen when the courts are filled with their people or their sympathizers? In California, Prop 187 has been overturned. What will they do when the future non-white majority decides to change the names of streets and cities? What will you do when they no longer want to use money that carries the portraits of old dead white races and slave owners? Will you cave in like you did on flying the Confederate flag? What about the national anthem? Your official language, maybe? Don't laugh. When the majority took over in South Africa, the first targets were our national symbols. In another generation, America may well face what Africa is now experiencing: invasions of private land by have-nots, the decline in health care quality, roads and buildings in disrepair, the banishment of your history from the education of the young, the revolution of your justice system. In South Africa today, only 9% of murderers end up in jail, the murderers themselves. Court dockets are regularly purchased and simply disappear. Magistrates can be bribed, as can the prison authorities, making escapes commonplace. Vehicle and airplane licenses are regularly purchased and forged. School and university certificates are routinely forged. Now, what do you think of the ritual slaughter of animals in your neighbor's backyard? How do you clean up the blood and the entrails that litter your suburban streets? How do you feel about the practice of witchcraft, in which the parts of young girls and boys are needed for medicinal purposes? How do you react to the burning of witches? Don't laugh. All of that is quite common in South Africa today. Don't imagine that government officials caught with their fingers in the till will be punished. Excuses like the need to overcome generations of white racism will be found to exonerate the guilty. In fact, known criminals will be voted into office because of racial solidarity among the majority that doesn't exist among the whites. When Ian Smith of Old Rhodesia tried to stand up to the world, white South African politicians were among the Westerners pressuring him to surrender. When Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe murders his political opponents, ignores unfavorable court decisions, terrorizes the populations, and siphons off millions from the state treasury for himself and his friends, South Africa's new president, Thabo Mbeki, holds his hand and declares his support. That just happened a few weeks ago. Your tax dollars will go to those who don't earn and don't pay. In South Africa, organizations that used to have access to state funds, such as old age homes, the arts, the veteran services, are simply abandoned. What will happen is that Western structures in America will either be destroyed from without or transformed from within, used to suit the goals of the new rulers, and they will reign either through terror, as in Zimbabwe today, or exert other corrupt pressures to obtain or buy votes. Once power is in the hands of aliens, don't expect loyalty or devotion to principles from those whose jobs are at stake. One of the most surprising and tragic components of the disaster in South Africa is how the previously anti-ANC whites simply moved to the other side. Now, once you lose social, cultural, and political dominance, there is no getting it back again. Unfortunately, your habits, your values, work against you. You cannot fight terror in the street mobs with letters to your congressman. You cannot fight accusations of racism with prayer meetings. You cannot appeal to the goodness of your fellow men when the fellow man despises you for your weakness and hacks off the arms and legs of his political opponents. To survive, Americans must never lose the power they now enjoy to people from alien cultures. Above all, don't put yourselves in the test of fighting only when your backs are against a wall. You will probably fail. Millions around the world want your good life. But make no mistake, they care not for your high-minded ideals of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and your Constitution. What they want are your possessions, your power, and your status. And they already know that their allies among you, the human rights activists, the skillful lawyers, and the left-wing politicians, will fight for them and not for you. They will exploit your compassion and your Christian charity and your goodwill. They have studied you, Mr. and Mrs. America, and they know your weaknesses well. They know what to do. Do you? By the way, gentlemen, this article appeared 8 years ago, almost to the month, August of the 2000 edition of Middle American News. I want to get your reaction to this. And Robbie, you lived it. I want to get your reaction to this after the break. I thought it was important to have people hear this because this is what's going on in this country today. And once we lose it, aside from all the corrupt politicians, the greedy corporations, and the back-dealing lawyers and politicians, there's the societal element.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gentlemen, that article was written almost 8 years ago. Your comments?
Robbie?
Well, I mean, it's a fact of life. It's a reality of what is going on in South Africa. And obviously what we're witnessing in America is almost identically the same thing.
One
of the major problems, obviously, there are generations of black kids in South Africa that obviously received no formal education because obviously that was a plan put in place by the ANC, who told them rather to than get an education, it would be helpful to the revolution if they burnt down the schools, which they did. And so now you've got millions of uneducated, middle-aged blacks in South Africa that obviously bought into the victim mentality, that they are a victim of their own circumstances. And the perpetrators of their victimhood are white people, and fully justifies, obviously, the rape, the pillage, plunder, and the killing of whites that's going on. There's the genocide taking place in South Africa, and obviously the world turns a blind eye to it. It's blacks in Africa suffer from the same victim mentality that Israelis do.
But
that's
remember,
exactly the same thing.
Remember, Robbie, apartheid. That was a big buzzword. In the meantime, sure. you had the Marxist water carriers down there going, oh, look, it's the evil white guy that's doing this to us. Help us. Well, we chimed in with our apartheid, but they don't want to report on what's going on in South Africa now. They don't want to report the starving. They don't want to report the dying over there.
Oh, sure. No, they don't report it here either. I mean, for goodness sake, there's a story out of New York where a black guy attacked a white woman that apparently has shocked New York at the viciousness and the brutality of the crime. There are gangs of blacks running around America attacking whites. The stories are all up on my website today, by the way. If you go to eaglesup.com, just scroll down the page, you can read it for yourself. They get into all the gory details. I won't pass them on, but yeah, it's look, it's part and parcel of. I mean, I hate to bring this up, but obviously, Reverend Wright and the Black Liberation Theology Movement, as they put on their website, they are proud that obviously that they promoted Black Liberation Theology in South Africa, and they actually take credit for helping. Overturn the government. So, monkey see, monkey do.
And
sorry for that.
I'm just trying to make some corollaries here that in this country, that education was the ladder of success for acceptance and promotion. What you just mentioned about South Africa, well, don't bother going to school, don't get an education, because, you know, you're set to take the reins. You're set to take this thing over, so we got a bunch of middle-aged, uneducated men. Look what's happened here in this country. And I'm not turning this into a racial issue. I just want to present sobering facts for people's consideration. What do we have going on in this country today? Just the time when we had the era back in the 60s that all of a sudden that these constraints were removed. All of a sudden that blacks in this country were making headway, getting educations, making their own way. What is going on culturally right now? And folks, take a look at it. I shudder to think, because I was part and parcel of that same game that was culturally played back in the 60s, that you can't trust anybody over 30. You know, the hell with the government. Well, you know, they had the right idea about that, but property was evil. All these little Marxist watermarks that we bore with pride. And take a look at what's happening to the culture today with the black rap trap, that they're not even creative musically. They just got a good rhythm and it's easy to dance to. But take a look how that is undermining what the psychology of our youth today. And I don't give a damn what color they are. That this is a destruction. Now add into this, because there's a little difference here, Robbie. Here in this country, we got millions that came over the border, and they're placated. And what is the term that if you say, you know what, we're all for immigration, but legal immigration, well, you don't want these people here because you're what? Oh, that's right, you're a racist. The corollaries are amazing to me.
Well, sure. I mean, South Africans were shamed into silence. The decades of negative media press... Ultimately, shame South Africa into silence. People were too afraid to speak out because obviously they had a problem with being identified as being a racist. So it's the same rules that apply to South Africa 20 years ago are the rules that have been implemented in America today. I see it going on every single day in the country. The saving grace for America is 80% of the majority is still white in this country. You can imagine when that percentage starts turning around.
Some have put it at 2050, but it's going to happen a long time before that. And who are these people? As described in that article, they're the people that want the goodies without the compassion for the government and what it stands for. Here in this country, all they know is they want to turn it into Little Mexico. Not here, not now, not ever. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Bob, I don't know what neck of the woods you're in, but did that make sense to you?
Well, I was going to say that... First of all, I've read the piece before. Secondly, Rob and I have both lived in South Africa and Rhodesia, so we were a little bit closer to it, much closer to it than others were. When I left Rhodesia, I knew that there was trouble coming, and everybody thought everything would be all right. Nobody wanted to listen to what I had to say. And I know a lot of people in the country because I ran a business there. And of course, the evolutionary process came with the winds of change when Rhodesia was sold out. And I still to this day, contrary to what others think that Ian Smith sold the country out. I believe that it could have gone on longer, and the same thing with the Afrikaners in South Africa. They sold out as well. What they got for it, I don't know, but they capitulated. And so I've been close to this for about 35 or 40 years, and I think what the most important parallel to me is the social psycho-political aspects. Just to cut to the chase, if Mr. Obama, who's a Marxist, is elected, and he was chosen because he was a Marxist, if he is elected, what's going to happen is that his election will be in part not only caused by the black and community and the white community who are Democrats, but he also will be assisted to election were he to be elected by the Hispanic population in the United States. The Hispanic population believes that they've been beset upon and that because they're willing to work and contribute in that manner to society, that they should be allowed to go there irrespective of the quota of people who are allowed into the country. And they're encouraged and told that it's their right to be in the United States by the leadership in Mexico and in other countries as well, but most of these people come from Mexico. And so I think if Obama was elected, that you would get this from many in the black community, and that would be, he's one of us, and we're now we're going to get back at Whitey for suppressing us and all these sorts of things. And I think that the illegal immigrant community would do something similar, identifying with this Marxist who would be there to bring them their freedom to stay in the United States. I think that the attitude of some in both communities would lead to violence, and we're already seeing violence before that. And as Robbie just said, in the form of gangs that go around besetting people who are white. And that's what's so good about concealed carry in the United States. At least people can defend themselves.
Well, but defending
you can't do that in other countries.
But Bob, you cannot defend against a decaying culture. You cannot defend.
No, but I'm just telling you what I think.
Yeah.
Is going to happen if he's elected.
Oh.
There will be, and he's going to be elected in the middle of a recession that will probably come to a depression, and the white man is going to be blamed for that by the black people and the brown people, and it's going to be cultivated by a Marxist who wants to get back at the entire system until the Illuminati liquidates him after they put him in place, because that is exactly what's going to happen to him. And I think it's going to lead to what is going to end up being civil war in the United States.
Well, and I hope that you're wrong about that, but given the choices, there's so many facets to this upcoming election. And some people will tell you, Bob, that the presidency of the United States is just a figurehead. There are the powers that be behind that really control this country. And in effect, that's correct. But if you take a look at this from a sociological standpoint, if you take a look at it, and this has been my problem for years. And folks, I am not, and I'm going to repeat this just in case people are getting the idea that I am taking a particular anti-black bent. I am not, because I look at it this way. I'm not God, and I did not create people. We all have minds in which to use. As a matter of fact, NAACP, their flying moniker used to be, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And that is true. But the undue influences I've seen on certain races in this country is unmistakable. We are now coming to a point in this country where most people believe that the government, they're entitled from the government, that somehow that there's freeloading and that the other person has to pay because either you're guilty of something or you've deprived me of something or whatever. I don't carry the guilt of past generations. I'm only responsible for this one. And the very means of which production was made, that people produced a better life, those slats have been intentionally knocked out from under us. So we have diminishing supplies or largesse from the government, but we have further discontent in the streets. And I can see where this is going to be stoked racially. And Bob, I'm with you. I'm telling you, I'm telling people right now that if Hillary Clinton becomes the vice president for unity for the Democratic Party, Obama will not last the year. Some supposed white neo-Nazi is going to whack Obama, and you will see Hillary Clinton as president. And who is waiting in the wings? Another communist, and I can't think of it another way, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Now, gentlemen, that's a scary proposition. On the other hand, your given choice here is the rickety old, I don't know nothing, John McCain. And you're right, Bob, in the middle of this financial crisis, and I want to get around to this, I want to get off that issue and then move into the economic and present-day situation here in America. this powder keg has been lit. You think the fire's out. Are you listening to the news medias? Well, it looks like we might have the bottom of the housing crisis over. The banking crisis, things are starting to stabilize. It looks like we can see the bottom of this right now. Folks, we're not anywhere near the bottom of this. Nowhere near, are we, Bob?
We were told that by Ben Bernanke and Paulson, Treasury Secretary, 8 months ago. They said that inflation was under control, and they said that the credit crisis would be over soon. And yes, it's about 15% over. Half the banks and financial institutions in the United States are technically bankrupt. And with the injection of $300 to $500 billion a month, these institutions are being kept titularly solvent. To answer your question, it is far worse than anyone can imagine, and that's why I, you know, continue to hammer on gold and silver assets in preparation for problems. And you know, just harking back for a second. The worst thing that can happen to the brown and black community in America is for Obama to get elected. I mean, the other guy is terrible, but it would hurt them tremendously because they would see this as a license to go out and do what they want to do, and that's something that they shouldn't do because it's a battle they can't win. Many of them are uneducated, and they're not going to be able to survive the reaction of a white onslaught.
Well, and if you take a look at this, and Robbie, I know you know this to be true. In this country, a couple of weeks ago, I actually read on the air what it meant passing your exams to graduate from sixth grade. And folks, not too long ago in this country, we actually graduated people out of one-room schoolhouses. It didn't take multi-million-dollar budgets. Now, of course, I know that the population is much greater today than in the red one-room schoolhouse days, but the principle was the same. There was no favoritism. You got the curriculum, you studied, and you passed it. Today, since the government has taken charge, which, by the way, is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, government control of schools, they just had to shut one down here in East Austin. They couldn't even give the answers to these kids to have them pass. And you look at the educational structure today, remedial reading classes and math classes for kids that want to get into junior colleges, you don't have the money to get in Harvard and Yale, and you sure don't have the GPA. But, my God, we've got to give remedial classes to kids that are coming out of high school that are being passed because we don't want to hurt their feelings.
John, 75% of them are functionally illiterate. My daughter's a teacher. You know, I hear the feedback all the time. It's dreadful. It's not only the system. We have a lot of people within the system who simply can't compete. They just don't have the gray matter. It's as simple as that.
They have the gray matter, but it's not been developed. It is not being tested.
No, most of them don't even have that, John.
Well, I don't.
I wish I could be gracious enough to say that they do.
I wish you could be as well, because I'd like to give the benefit of the doubt. Given the proper test of the metal, you know, to keep forging at it, to keep pounding it, to form it into something that's rigid and solid, I don't know, Bob. I don't know if I can go that far. But I don't think that genetically somehow people got deficient. Their brain power Maybe the chemtrails and fluoride has something to do with that. But take a look at culturally how these kids are being led. I got highly upset when my soon-to-be 18-year-old stepson thought it was cool to listen to this rap clap trap that has absolutely no redeeming quality to it whatever, not even talking about the musical talent to make it. I listen to this, and all these kids are riding around thumping, and they're texting each other. They don't know beans about nothing. They don't know about this country's foundation. They don't know what made it work, and they don't know how to work. They expect everything for nothing. And they're given a country that is on the verge of economic collapse. My God, folks, you're seeing the end of this country, because these kids today are the ones who are going to be taking the reins of what? A runaway wagon over a cliff of which there's no return. I wanted to get into this little cultural thing today because everybody sees it. Everybody complains about it. Everybody talks about the reality shows. You know, there's not much value in it, but geez, my kids love them. Your kids would love heroin if you allowed them to do it. But are you allowing them to do it? There's another question. Maybe you are. I don't know. You were satisfied with leaving the school system, being a babysitter for 6 to 8 hours a day without checking on what curriculum they were being taught or not taught, what history and what value that education was. You were just more than happy because your wife had to go to work because of a devalued dollar. You know, we come up with a term years ago for that, gentlemen. We called them latchkey kids. That was the wave of the future for a standard of living that at one point in time, the head of the household could go out and earn enough money that people were comfortable and your kid had a shot of going to college without being in debt on the average of, what, $130,000 by the time they graduate? Welcome to the screwed up world. But there are the reasons why this has happened. This isn't just an accident. This just isn't the unfavorable winds that have blown across America. There are hard and credible reasons, and not conspiracy theories, folks. There is a reason why this has happened to this country.
It's another reality show. And incidentally, all of the countries have the same problem. It's not just the United States. I mean, go to Europe with their, you know, the populations that have illegally beset themselves into different countries. It's dreadful. I had a new subscriber come on the other day from Norway. He says, you have no idea the problems that these foreigners have caused in the country. And they let them do what they want.
Well, England's
and,
a perfect
you know,
case.
And in the England, end, England. It has to end in violence.
England
and
is a perfect
shame,
example
that that's
of that,
happen.
Bob. I said England's a perfect example of that. The whole school curriculum is upside down. Schools are closing hand over fist. You've had demographic changes within the city of London itself, where now the majority of the white population of London no longer lives in the city of London. They live on the outskirts. The city of London has been taken over in large part by a whole host of different ethnicities.
And
I think you will see. Well, I think you will be able to see America's future in what is unfolding right now as we speak in Great Britain.
Well,
I think you're right. And you know, Yorkie's comment, the writer Yorkie's comment was culture distortion, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And this, John, as you just brought out, is not into just to the United States. It's happening all over the world, and it's planned that way. This is a long-term program that started almost 100 years ago.
It's the multiculturalization of societies, and I'm not one of these people, folks. You know, had I been of the age back in the 60s, I probably would have been marching with Martin Luther King, going, you know, it's not right because of a person's skin color to be prejudicial against the skin color. But this is an ongoing program of keeping the population dumbed down, of keeping people with the attitude they're perpetual victims and they have no chance. And I'm not one of these guys that says, if you're white, you're all right. If you're brown, maybe I'll let you stick around, but if you're black, you got to go back. That is not an answer to this question. What the answer is the leadership in this country. What the answer is that people to become their own leaders, to throw this yoke off and say, you know what, damn it, I'm a human being and I'm a man, and I'm not going to fall for this crap, and I am not going to let the country that I live in go down the tubes. How many times have you heard an adult conversation like we three are having on the airwaves today? Where can you hear it?
Well, everybody's afraid of being called a racist. And, you know, and it's wrong.
Except for us.
Except for us.
To assume that. But, you know, we've lived in different cultures, particularly Robbie and I having, you know, lived for years in Africa. And I lived also in the Bahamas. And so, you know, I have...
Bob, can you hear that? Bob, can you hear that? I just wanted to know if you could hear the bumper, because I hate stepping on you when we got to go to break.
Oh, that's okay.
We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
At the request of a lot of people calling in to the network, I'm going to post that article on republicbroadcasting.org. And it is time in this country that we start calling things the way they really are. And we start having adult, in-the-open conversation. Enough of this political correctness. One of these days, I'm going to have Bill Cosby on the National Intel Report. Because this guy... very successful black man, worth millions of dollars. He wasn't an Uncle Tom, and he didn't sell out. He's a very proud black man, but he is an American, and he can't understand what is going on with a culture in this country. He speaks about it all the time, and what happens when he gets on the news? Oh, well, Bill Cosby said this, and he's ridiculed. He's ridiculed. Now, here's a black man. Is he a self-hating black man? I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, years ago when I was a kid, I think I was maybe in the fifth grade, if that, Bill Cosby used to do albums, comedy albums, Why Is There Air? Very funny guy, made a lot of people laugh. Well, he's making a lot of people think nowadays, but he's not giving the exposure and what the man's intent really is. It's simply amazing. Do we have any callers standing by here? We do. Let me hit my refresh on my screen here. Scott in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott. Scott,
hi,
you're
John.
On. Hi.
Hi, Bob. I just wanted to, get right down to the crux of it, because you were, John. Next time you run into a lawyer, ask them what the purpose of government is and watch them squirm. They have no idea. And it's spelled out as clear as a bell in the Declaration of Independence that we derive our rights from God, and governments are instituted among men to guarantee those rights from God. And that's the purpose of government. That was formed here in this United States. Well, we have civil rights now.
Not constitutional rights.
No. And I look, every time I hear civil rights, I think devil rights. Because they come from the Antichrist government that we have in charge. And they have to have these civil rights, these devil rights, in order to supplant God's rights. And this is what they're teaching in our schools, which is why we have brain-dead kids. And, Bob, Mr. Chapman, my brother-in-law is a CPA, and I'm an accountant, graduated from the same school he graduated from. And he's a CPA that has to go around and find new talent. And they are not graduating the talent that they were just 10 years ago.
Sure.
Half of the people... half they have to choose from that they had 10 years ago. And he's saying he's having a dickens of a time finding candidates for his CPA firm.
It's the same with engineering.
Yeah.
There are no engineering graduates coming out of American schools that companies are prepared to hire. That's why they're asking for quotas to bring Indian engineers into America. Because they have, obviously, a larger pool of qualified candidates than America does.
And that is a sad state of affairs.
It is.
When people in this country, I don't even have a chance to fill these job slots, but you got somebody from India that, he was used to earning, and he's happy with earning one quarter of what a good-paying, educated person would have in this country. It's thoroughly amazing to me. At any rate, hour two coming up, we invite your calls at 800-313-9443. I want to get into some economic stuff, Bob. I'm looking at gold today that, amazingly enough, is 866. What a day to buy gold, folks. But Uncle Ben is making noises about the interest rates going up. Watch what happens to the price of gold and silver once they start jacking the rates up. I want to talk to Bob about that with Robbie right after the top of the hour break.